Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, October 20th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. The U.S. Justice Department filed an antitrust lawsuit against Google in federal court, alleging the company engaged in anti-competitive behavior to preserve search and search-based ad monopolies. This includes paying mobile phone manufacturers, carriers, and browsers to make Google the default search engine, preloading the Google Search app on Android, and prohibiting competing search engines from having their apps preloaded under revenue-sharing agreements. The lawsuit does not suggest particular remedies in the initial filing. The case was joined by 11 state attorneys general. Following a successful pilot, the European Union turned on a gateway service to provide cross-border interoperability for three contact tracing apps: Germany's Corona Warn app, the Republic of Ireland's COVID Tracker, and Italy's Immuni app. Other national apps are expected to be added to the gateway and gain interoperability in the coming weeks, with 18 more apps identified as compatible. Apps from the Czech Republic, Denmark, Latvia, and Spain are expected to be added next week. The gateway only works with decentralized Bluetooth-based contact tracing, meaning France's centralized Stop COVID app will not be compatible. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee postponed a planned vote on subpoenas to compel Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey and Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg to testify regarding allegations of political bias on the platforms. In a statement, the committee said it would continue to negotiate with the companies for voluntary testimony on the subject, but said a vote on subpoenas could still be held if an agreement cannot be reached. Intel agreed to sell its NAND flash business to SK Hynix for $9 billion in an all-cash deal, including its solid-state drive business, NAND component and wafer operations, and its factory in Dalian, China. The sale will see Intel keep its Optane memory business, developed in partnership with Micron. The deal will make SK Hynix the second-largest NAND flash provider behind Samsung. Facebook claims its new M2M100 translation model is the first multilingual machine translation model that can translate directly between any set of 100 languages. Many automated machine translation systems actually translate a language first to English and then into the other language. Facebook claims the new model outperforms English-centric approaches by 10 points on bilingual evaluation understudy metrics. The European Union antitrust regulators extended the deadline to decide on Google's $2.1 billion acquisition of Fitbit from December 23rd to January 8th, 2021. The deal was originally announced November 1st, 2019. Google confirmed it's discontinuing the Nest Guard home security system. The product was initially released in 2017, with Google updating its product page to no longer available last week. Google says existing Nest Guard systems will continue to function as normal. Apple introduced dual SIM capabilities on the iPhone XS, allowing a phone to use a SIM for full service and a data-only eSIM from another carrier. However, MacRumors reports that, according to Apple internal documents, the iPhone 12 cannot use 5G when using dual SIMs, rolling back instead to 4G LTE. 5G is available when using an eSIM only. Microsoft updated the Xbox app on iOS and iPadOS to support remote play. This lets users stream games from their Xbox One and Xbox Series X consoles with support for play over Wi-Fi or cellular connections. Consoles can also be remotely started by the app when in standby mode. The app does not allow cloud game streaming through Microsoft's xCloud service. And finally, LG's rollable OLED display was a mainstay of CES for years, and now it's finally going on sale in South Korea. The signature OLED R is a 65-inch 4K display and costs 100 million Korean won, or about $87,000. The TV also includes an aluminum base the display rolls up into that can be engraved with a personal message. No word on if the TV is coming to other markets. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.